This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Life in this economy moves fast, as we all know, arguably too fast, and that is certainly proving to be true in the world of high fashion. High-profile designers like Raf Simons of Dior, Albert Elbaz from Lanvin, and Donna Karan from Donna Karan have all stepped away from their labels or from the industry altogether, citing at least in part stress and pressure. Kate Betts is who we talked to about fashion, so we got her on the phone. Kate, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Why are all these people leaving? What's going on?
Well, you know, what I think is that there is too much information, too much product, too fast, too much demand. And the creative cycle has just gotten way too fast. If you look at fashion, and fashion is the fastest creative cycle, historically speaking, it's faster than technology. But and it's a 6-month cycle, but now it's a 3-month cycle. And actually, if you talk to a designer at a major house like Dior or Chanel, it's a 3-week cycle. They have to create whole collections in 3 weeks.
So what does that mean in real terms? How does it work, you know, in the studio or in the atelier or whatever it is that fashion people say?
Well, I mean, to give you a very quick, I mean, it means they have to come up with the ideas, communicate the ideas to the seamstresses, the people who create the samples, fit the samples, make the clothes, ship the clothes back to the studio, fit them on the models, produce a runway show.
Who is providing this pressure? Is it the designers themselves? Is it the houses they work for? Is it major retailers? Is it the high-end retailers? Who's putting the squeeze on?
Well, I mean, it comes from all different directions. I mean, the retailers want more product. The public wants more product and information. They're consuming information and product at a much faster rate. Because of the internet, obviously, but they're also consuming it because of fast fashion, and fast fashion has become kind of the scapegoat for all of this. But I don't think you can point finger at one specific system or person or part of the culture. I think it's just everything is much faster now.
When you say fast fashion, do you mean the actual cycle that we talked about earlier, or do you mean the way that fashion goes from, and you and I have talked about this a lot, from the high end to, you know, Target in a month and a half?
Yes, I'm talking about the way it goes from the high end to Zara, H&M, Target, what have you. It's not a month and a half anymore. It's actually 3 weeks.
That seems insane. Honestly.
Yeah, it is insane, but it's technology has just increased the speed of production and the transfer of information to an incredibly rapid pace.
Okay. So what's the relief valve here? What's going to slow this down and make it make sense again?
Well, I don't know if you can slow it down. I mean, you can't stop progress, but I think, you know, there is a big message. Perhaps a lot of these creative talents, and certainly Raf Simons at Dior, Albert Elbaz at Lanvin, these guys are really the top of their game. They're the top of the industry. So when you see people like that stepping down from huge, important, influential jobs, other people will follow. And then where will the ideas come from?
Well, where then?
Well, I mean, if there are no ideas coming from the high end, the low end of the market doesn't have anything to feed off of. I don't think that you can return to an old way of doing things, but I think that certainly there will be a generation that will question whether this idea of working so hard and under so much pressure is really what they want.
Kate Betts, we talk to her whenever I need to know something about fashion. That's when we talk to her. Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kai.